Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Hey, before we get started, I just have to let everybody know, thanks for all the tweets and emails and all of that, smoke signals and what have you. I know everybody's real concerned. Me and my dog, Mei Ling, are okay. We have not been hit by a falling frozen iguana. That sounds crazy. Believe it or not, down here in South Florida, we're getting one of those rare cold snaps. And it's been on the news, man. People are like, you know, they're like, be careful. These iguanas can get real heavy. And what happens is they get cold and they go into like a hibernation state and they fall into the trees and hit people in the head. But we're okay. We haven't had any of that. So, knock on wood. Anyhow, the important, exciting thing about today on today's show is we've got a fantastic pop singer-songwriter that's on the show with us today, and I just really, really dig her music. I'd like everybody to welcome Ventresca. Ventresca, how are you?
Hello.
There she is. There she is. That button was sticking. I don't know what it's up with.
Oh, you got me?
I got you, Ventresca. Hey, how are you,
perfect,
man?
Perfect. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, first off, I was just reading on your website, you just had a birthday, not a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I did.
Well, how cool is that? Very exciting. You guys have a little party or you go somewhere or something?
Yeah, I had a party with my friends. It was a big 18, right? So it was pretty exciting.
Right. Yeah, that is exciting. I can kind of remember mine, not from being bad, just from being old. I can't remember why I walk into a room half the time. I don't know what's happening. No, but that's cool. That's very exciting. Then, happy belated birthday and whatnot. You're doing a lot for a gal that's 18. Now, have you always been into music? Did you know this is what you were going to be doing when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely. I've always been into music. It's always been a passion of mine. I used to watch Miley Cyrus perform when she was Hannah Montana, and
nice.
She always inspired me, and I knew that was like what I always wanted to do.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, see, hey, whatever it takes to get you to where you're going, nothing wrong with that. I have to admit, I'm an old man. I've never seen a Hannah Montana, but every friend of mine that has, children, kids, I remember they were all into it. She was like little girl I knew was into Hannah Montana, man. I painted Hannah Montana a couple times for people. They wanted her in the bedroom, Very, very cool. So when you were younger, did you take like music class? Was your mom drive you to like dance lessons and music classes? How did all this come about?
When I was a little kid, I always used to jump around the kitchen. So my mom was finally deciding, I'm going to put her in dance classes. So I think at the age of 3, I started to dance. And that's when I realized that I didn't just want to do dance. I wanted to evolve more. And that's when I started to do music.
Nice. Nice. Well, 3 cheers for your mom, and it's smart too, wear out some of that energy you had going on. I'm kidding.
Yeah, so later on, I started doing music and I joined the Royal Conservatory in Toronto.
Wow.
And that's where my music career started. I was a classical singer at first, actually, yeah.
Well, that's hard. That is hard. And here you
it is.
Got your teeth right into it. Well, man, my hat goes on. I am impressed, Ventresca. I am impressed.
Thank you.
That's cool. That's very cool. Now, is that where you guys grew? You grew up, Toronto area?
I grew up a little bit north of it. I grew up in a little town called Nobleton, but no one really knows where that is. That's why I say Toronto, because it's more broad.
I gotcha. I grew up in a little town north of Detroit. Same thing. And And
yeah.
Well, you know, and when I'm trying to be tough, I tell people, you know, you say, oh, I'm from Detroit. They're like, oh, okay, well, here's my wallet. drinks are on me. No, I'm kidding. They don't say that. But they would be more apt to say that than, well, I grew up in this town called New Balls. And they're like, whatever, you're buying the drinks, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Joke. That's cool. I lived in Canada, in Ontario, for about 2 years when I was a kid. My father, his work, we had to move to a little town there called Chatham, Ontario, which is quite a bit south of that your neck of the woods, Toronto and whatnot. Well, you guys moved, right? You're out in L.A. now or something? Or out in the West Coast or bouncing back and forth? Or what's the deal?
Yeah, I'm currently in L.A. right now for the show. Yeah, for my show.
I'm telling you. Well, that's right, because I was reading on your website, you've got a big show coming up this weekend, right? The 24th?
Yeah. It's the Wondering Grammy Week. It's the 4A Living Legend Awards. It's on Friday.
Nice. That's
and then I have another one actually on Saturday as well with the Indie Collaborative.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sure you know this already. Those are big deals, man. Those are big deals. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, break a leg and everything. Very exciting. Very exciting. Did you go and get like special outfits to wear for these and you've got the performance all worked out and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, my manager, Cindy Valentine, she was the one that helped me with everything, helped me get here, all that good stuff.
Well, that's so important, and that's a good lesson. I was just reading I was talking about this last night. I was just reading this book. He didn't write it, but I guess he sat in with the writer who did write it. I don't know what you'd call that, a biography, I guess, but the guy's right there, about David Bowie. You know, he was a famous singer and a performer and whatnot. Big deal back in for a long time. And anyway, one of his things, somebody asked him one time, and I was reading this, and they said, what do you attribute a lot of your success to? And he said, surrounding myself with a good team, with people that are the best at what they do. And it sounds like you got that, you've learned that and you got that down. Well, that's very cool. Very, very cool. Well, exciting stuff, man. Exciting stuff. Now you've got a new single out, Craving, and it's got a really cool video to it too. I've been watching this. I've been playing it, sharing it and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about Craving. How did Craving come about?
So Craving, I just released it, as you know, on January 10th. And it came about, I wrote it when I was 15, actually. And it started in a little studio in Toronto. And then when it came out, my manager, I have a mutual friend with her. And he told me, you have to get in contact with her. She's amazing. So we kind of found each other that way. And when she heard it, she was like, you know what, this needs to be remixed, we'll bring a new life to it. And so we got into the studio, and it was like a bunch of collaborative efforts, and that's how the new version of Craving came along.
Wow, what you know, I've got to ask, Ventresca, you're 15, you're writing this song. This is obviously about a slice of apple pie that you've been craving. No, I'm kidding. Obviously it's about a boy. Does the boy know there's a song that he was influenced?
It's a funny story. When the song first came out, he asked me if it was about him.
Wow. He is going to be telling that story for the next 45 years. Trust me, anybody who will listen, he's like, hey, you know that song, and everybody's not going to believe him. They're going to say, whatever, yeah, right, I'm the Queen of England. He was so close. Anyhow, that's how it goes in showbiz, baby, that's how it goes. That's very cool, very cool. I like this track a lot, and you've got such a great, it doesn't surprise me when you say you have some classical training in your background, because you've got a really great voice, man.
Thank you.
You listen to that song and you're just like, whoa, she can be soft and she can be hard. You can belt it out too. It's very impressive. Very impressive.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you go through like, like, let me ask you this. I'm a painter. I'm not in the music business. I paint pictures of people for a living, and we got our little podcast here. But, you know, I have to paint every day. People ask me, they're like, well, you've been doing this forever. And I'm like, yeah, but you got to keep those muscles in tone. You know, it's just like an athlete has to train all the time to keep those muscles going. With your voice and music and whatnot, is it something you do daily? Is there like little routines you have? Where you work out your voice?
Yeah, so Cindy actually helps me a lot with my breathing techniques because breathing is so important when you're singing. So she helps me with my vocal warm-ups and all of those stuff because you have to – it's like it's your instrument, right? You have to keep it always.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, Ventresca, that your instrument's going to be buying people infinity pools, you know, real quick. So, yeah. Keep that in, keep that going. Take care of that. And never smoke and don't vape. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't be an old lecturer, an old man giving you a lecture anymore. it's so true. I wish, Ventresca, people would have told, or, you know, I wouldn't have listened. You're doing all the right things. You're 18. You're doing all this stuff. You know, I'm thinking back. Man, you're doing so much better than I was doing at 18. I wasn't
doing
anything.
You said you paint, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Like
yes,
painting.
Ma'am.
Could you paint me?
I could. I could. Yeah, I paint a lot every day. Yeah, it's great. We'll talk later about that, and we'll get you we'll work it out there, Ventresca.
You would definitely be the first. That'd be amazing.
Well. The first of many to come, I'm sure. I'm very sure. Let me ask you before I want to play Craving here in a second, but before we do, I have to ask. Well, you know what? Let's play it. Then we'll ask after. I was going to ask about your upcoming work you might have in the hopper and whatnot. But let's play the track so people know what we're talking about here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is such a good track. So we'll play this and we'll talk a little bit about the video and whatnot too. Here it is, everybody. This is Ventresca, Craving.
Catching feelings, yeah, as hard as I can. Contemplating, yeah, if you're a good man. Figure it out soon, yeah. I did I want someone new, but you knew just what you wanted. And it didn't take long to do. Baby, you're no good for me. It's all you ever do to me to make my knees grow weak. Thank you.
What did I tell you, ladies and gentlemen? What did I tell you? That was Craving, new track from Ventresca. Yeah, that's so good. That is so good. And, you know, Ventresca, I'm telling you, I have a bunch of DJ friends of mine. They are going to be emailing me this week. I can already see it happening. And I'm not just saying this. I mean, it's very true. And they'll be like, how do we get in touch with her? We want to remix that. We want to. You're going to get all
totally.
Kinds of crazy.
Bring them all on. That'd be awesome.
Oh, just wait. I'm telling, there'll be the trance, progressive trance house remix of Craving. And I know these cats.
That's
and that's
amazing.
What they're going to do. So before I forget, potential DJs and all this and that, and everybody really, we have a list of how to get a hold of Ventresca and her team and whatnot. And we have it all listed here on our show page. And also, when we convert the show to a podcast, these links will follow the show. So however you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or whatever, there's the website, which is super easy to find, VentrescaOfficial.com. And then she's, she's on Twitter and YouTube and iTunes and Spotify and all that. And, we just click on those links. And there you are, baby. There you are. Do you, let me ask you this, Ventresca, do you have a particular social media? Are you an Instagram girl? Or are you more of a Twitter girl? Or are they all the same? You take care of them all.
I'm more active on my Instagram because, I mean, which 18-year-old girl isn't, right?
Right.
Twitter and Facebook I still use, but it's more central Instagram.
I gotcha. No, it's true. You know, my fiance, I got to get used to saying that. She's the same way. She has a Facebook. She's on it maybe once a month. But man, she likes that Instagram. You know, I'm an old man. I can't keep up with them all. Somebody the other day asked me, they're like, so what's your TikTok? And I'm like, what's a TikTok? I thought it was a mint. I had no idea.
I love TikTok.
Everybody does. It's the thing, man.
It's pretty funny. It's a funny app.
I'm telling you, everybody's on it. I got to get on there. it's hilarious. I wanted to ask you, in all seriousness, no, back to business. The Craving video. This is a great video. Are you a fan of making music videos, or are they a necessary evil? Would you say?
Yeah, this was my first music video, so it was so much fun, and I actually had the opportunity to film in two different locations. So in the first video, I actually filmed it in Toronto, and then the second, the main part of it, was actually shot in New York.
Wow!
So it was so much fun to be able to do that in my first music video.
That's awesome! Yeah, I'm telling you, how cool is that? Well, it's a great video. It's a great video, and I dig it, and it's a lot of fun and whatnot. It looks like you're having fun in it, you know. Even though the song's a little more serious, and then definitely asking, cutting right to the chase there, asking some good questions, bringing up some good points. But I love it. It's a great video. That's cool. I think it's important, to have videos and whatnot. I know when somebody sends me a link or something, they're like, hey, check this band out or whatever. You know, the reality is, I would like to say, yes, I go to iTunes right away and listen to it right there, Spotify. Sometimes I do. Almost always I go to YouTube, I'll watch
the
video.
Yeah, I loved it so much that I actually even just shot my second video, last week, before I came to L.A.
Really?
Yeah, it's coming out on Valentine's Day.
Nice. You guys are working with Angie Houston over at Trend PR, right?
Yep.
Okay, because I'm writing that down. I'm going to send Angie an email saying, hey, man, we got to get Ventresca back on. She's got a new single coming out.
Yeah, that's my PR company.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, between you and me, they're the best in the business. I've worked with them a couple years now, and I've never heard a bad thing about them. So that's a good thing. I can't say that for everybody. But no,
I would like
they really
to
seem
show
to go
again when the second song comes out as well. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're working all the time. You're getting these out and whatnot. It's a daily thing. That's a good thing, Ventresca. That's a good work ethic, you know?
Yeah, I'll also be performing at Canadian Music Week as well. That's in May.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Always working.
Always working. And you know what? That's how you get places and you get things done. I mean, I don't want to sound like an old man who's trying to tell everybody what to do, but it's so true. And, you know, it took me a while to figure that out. When I was Ventresca's age, I wasn't making videos in Toronto and New York. you know, I was a knucklehead. I wish somebody would have told me to work, and I would have saved a lot. I'd be a lot further down the path than I am now, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm
as
glad
much as like, I love
this out.
Doing like what I do, I'm also still in school, so it's finding that healthy balance of school and career right now.
Well, that's very yeah, because you would be still in school and whatnot. Hey, and let me ask you this. Now I'm going to sound like one of your folks or something. You know, I'm going to sound like an old man. It's always something good to fall back on. Are you you think you're going to study in a general direction or haven't figured that out yet?
Yeah, so I got into university for English mm-hmm. back in Toronto.
Nice. Very cool. Well, there you go. There you go. That's awesome. That is awesome. But don't stop doing the music stuff. Francesca, you're real, real good at it.
No, I would never. Music is definitely my passion and what I want to do.
Yeah.
It's just having
you
an education
tell.
Is always amazing, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's just so important. It's just so important. And in life's a weird thing. And you use all this stuff, you know. There are so many things. I remember back when I was in school, I would sometimes say, I'm never going to use it. Guess what? I used it. You know, it's important to have all that. Very, very cool. Let me ask you this, though. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Your next single, the upcoming one that's coming out next month, is it going to be in the same vein as Craving, like the same type of sound, do you think? Or is it a little different?
It's a little different. It has more of an edge to it. Craving was more sweet, cute, and this one's a little, it's a more Camila Cabello vibe to it.
I gotcha. Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
you go. I cannot
record in Rome, so like Rome, Italy. That was really awesome.
I love it. What'd you do when you went to Rome? Well, I recorded a hit single, saw the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It was great. Colosseum. It was fantastic. But yeah, that hit single, that's going to pay for the next trip to Rome. So there you go.
Yeah, and the video is so awesome. I can't wait for it to be released.
Well, very cool. I can't either. Hey, I know we're up against the time and whatnot. And, you know, you've got a lot going on and you've got the big weekend ahead of you. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting is that? But I want to thank you, Ventresca. I'm going to let you guys run because I know you guys have a bunch of stuff to do and a bunch more interviews and whatnot to do. But I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and whatnot to be on the show. I'm very excited, a little starstruck. I hope you forgive me. You're so good. And let me tell you this, keep doing what you're doing because, man, I'm blown away. You're so good at it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was so grateful for this interview. It was such an opportunity.
Awesome. I have a new friend now, so I'm very, very glad to know that. And I'm going to be,
of course.
I want everybody to like and share your social media and whatnot so we can all keep appraised of what's going on. Ventresca's jet-setting around the world, ladies and gentlemen. She's living the dream, doing all this exciting stuff. I want to keep up with it. So I will definitely be following your Instagram, girl. Good stuff.
So will I.
Good stuff. Have a great one. Hey, and best to Cindy,
too.
Thank you, love. Talk to you soon. Uh-huh. And there you go, folks. That's going to... wrap it up for us today. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms, including, we're on everything, man. We're on all kinds. We're even on Pinterest. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, you can find out how to make something out of a palette while listening to the show. How cool is that? I love Pinterest. I'm not making fun. It's a cool site. We're also on all the podcasting platforms, and there's like 230 of them right now we're on. I have no idea how that happened. No, that's not true at all. I know exactly.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. What a big one. The big one is Apple Podcast. And if you are listening to the show on Apple Podcasts, it's free. All these are, actually. In the future, if you're listening to the show in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. It's so important. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And when we're talking to advertisers, that is so important. So we really appreciate that. You know, it helps keep the lights on in here. And I can buy food for my wrinkly dog, and it's all good, man. It's all good. Well, we're out of here. We won't be back until next week. And I know before everybody sends me emails saying, you know, you lazy bones, what are you doing? My gal, Danny, her sister's getting married this weekend. So we got all kinds of family coming in from out of town and all that kind of stuff. And, we're going to be busy with that. So we will be back next Tuesday. We've got Allison Metal Babe Cohen returning for, we're going to start doing a monthly event with her. And this is the first of that. And she's going to, they just had the big NAMM festival or NAMM or however you pronounce that in LA. And she'll be telling us all about that. So we will see you next Tuesday, everybody. And stay dry and warm and all that. And we'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great one. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.